This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. Winter's transparent landscape offers a great opportunity for boulder appreciation. Deposited by glacier action over 10,000 years ago, New Hampshire has a lot of big ones. As the ice sheet advanced at a glacial pace, it fractured and plucked many large boulders right off mountaintops. When the glacier eventually melted and receded, it left behind billions of these glacial boulders. If the composition of a transported boulder differs from the local bedrock where it ended up, we call it a glacial erratic. New Hampshire's many stone walls are made with glacial boulders that early farmers removed from their fields. By definition, a boulder is a rock at least 10 inches thick, but it's the giants scattered across the landscape that really grab our attention. One behemoth in Madison, New Hampshire, is one of the largest known glacial erratics in North America, weighing an estimated 6,000 tons. Until the early 1800s, it was assumed that ancient floods moved giant rocks. But the mapping of glacial boulders from Mount Ascutney in Vermont helped geologists confirm that glaciers, not floods, move boulders. Amateur geologists joined the search for Ascutney boulders, finding them in a fan-shaped pattern that begins at the mountain and radiates across southwest New Hampshire and into Massachusetts. The so-called Ascutney fan clearly shows the southerly pathway of the most recent glacier. From stone wall to monolith, detached long ago from their native bedrock, carried along and smoothed by glacial abrasion, New Hampshire's boulders have quite the story to tell. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.